healing. Come on, because people are coming in, and they're coming in. They're coming in to be healed. They're coming in to be delivered. Come on. Hallelujah. I never seen such more copycats in my life. Come on. I've seen God work when you abide in him. I've seen God answer prayer when you seek him. I've seen God turn things around. Come on. He said, abide in me, and my words abide in you. Come on. You got to stay there. You got to stay there in his presence. Come on. You got to stay there in his presence. Come on. You got to stay there in his presence. Hallelujah. Because in his presence is full of joy. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. See, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, the branch can't bear fruit if he's not connected. If he's not connected, if we're not connected in prayer, if we're not connected in fasting, if we're not connected, come on here, to the voice of God, there's no way you're going to bring forth fruit. Come on, for the branch cannot do it by itself. Come on here. Hallelujah. Of itself, except it do what? Abide in the vine. Abide in the vine. The vine got to be connected. The branch got to be connected to the vine. Y'all, come on here. No more can ye, see what it said, except ye abide in me. Abide in me. We need to go back. Come on. We need to go back. The body of Christ, we got to go back. Come on. Look at your neighbor and say, get it together. Come on. Get it together. Pulling. Come on, get it together. No, I'm not preaching, teaching a doom and gloom message. Well, we don't have to slip and slide. Come on here. We don't have to walk and pick up through the tulips. Come on here, because that's what's wrong now. The people have got to get the Holy Ghost for real. The Holy Ghost is a keeper. The Holy Ghost is a leader. The Holy Ghost is a guider. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Ain't no such thing, oh, the devil made me do it. No, if you got the Holy Ghost, oh, my God, help me, somebody. If you got the Holy Ghost, the devil can't have, oh, my soul love you. The devil has no power, no authority over you if you got the Holy Ghost. The devil can't control you if you got the Holy Ghost. The only way the enemy can control you, that Satan himself can control you with his little imps, come on. Because you're not abiding in the vine. You're disconnected. You're hanging from the vine. You're a branch, but you're hanging from the vine. Lord, help me in here. We got to go back and get connected. We got to go back and become strong. We got to go back and tell what it said when he said, I am the true vine, and my Father. And my Father, he said, I am the true vine. And my Father is. Ooh, we got to go back, y'all. We got to go back and get this for real. We got to go back and tell God, fill me over again. Fill me, Lord. Fill me. Hallelujah. It's just like your vehicle. It's just like your vehicle. Your vehicle can only run so far when it's full. Come on. Then it runs down to a half a tank. Then it runs down to a quarter of a tank. Then it runs down. It keep running down. Hallelujah. I don't have no more. Come on. It runs down. You got to go back. Come on. When you find yourself, hallelujah, doing things, saying things, thinking things that you're running out. You've been disconnected. Because when you're walking in God, hallelujah, you can hold your peace. You can hold your peace. Come on. Yes, we can. We can hold our peace. Sometimes the enemy will try. Come on. He will use anybody that will open up the door. He'll use me. He'll use you if you let him. Because if we're not abiding in the vine, Jesus help me. All right. And it goes on to say, let me get in here. It goes on to say, we'll say, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of himself, except it abide in the vine, no more can, except ye abide in me. Stay right there. I am. Stay right there. I am. Stay right there. I am. I don't care what's going on. I'm going to stay right there. I'm abiding God so that I may be able to do what? Bring forth more fruit. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. Bless his holy name. And then he says right here, I am, again, he said, I am the vine. Ye are the branches. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. Come on. Stop trying to be the vine and be who you are. Be the branch. Uh-oh. Be the branch. He said, I am the vine. Ye are the branches. Come on here. He that abideth in me and I in him, he said it again, the same bring forth much fruit. When you got the Holy Ghost and you in God, you should be bearing fruit. You should be bearing fruit. You should not have a bad fruit. You should not be bearing bad fruit. Come on here. All your fruit should be good. The characteristics of a Christian. Come on. When you abide in the vine, y'all ain't going to say nothing to me out here today. Hallelujah. For without, here go, without me, ye can do nothing. Without the Holy Ghost, without him being in us, we can't do nothing. Again, it goes back to what I said earlier. You are just a dead man, dead woman, boy or girl walking. Because you are not doing nothing. We're going to the building and we are hearing a good song from the choirs. We're going to the building. We're hearing a good congregation song. Come on. We're just going to the building and there's nothing taking place in the building because we're not abiding in the word like we should. We're not abiding in the vine like we should. Come on. We can't do nothing. That's why I say as leaders, as the pastor, we've got to go back. Come on. Some have left the foundation. Come on. Hallelujah. We're turning the sanctuary. We're turning the sanctuary, the things of holiness. We're turning it into fame. We're turning it into try to compete with each other. Come on. Hallelujah. How dark can the sanctuary be when Jesus is the light? Oh, God. Hallelujah. Jesus is the light of the world. Hallelujah. Let's turn them lights on in that sanctuary so we can see what's going on. Satan loved darkness. Uh-oh, y'all, I'm not preaching on nobody. I'm just saying what the words say. Satan loved darkness. So why are the body of Christ trying to compete? Oh, we got to do the win. We got to do change, make changes to win. The word of God is not changing. Come on, it's not changing. The word of God is not changing. We got to make a difference. What did he say? Come off and among the world. Come on. We can't mix the world with, oh my God, the things of God. And begin to say it's right. There's a difference. There's a difference. When Jesus saved you, your whole countenance changed. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing to me. Everything about you changed. Your speech changed. Your walk changed. Your company keep changed. Everything about you change. Hallelujah. From the inside to the outside. Uh-oh. Because why? You abiding in him. You abiding in him. I'm getting to the point. I'm getting to the point. Hallelujah. I'm getting to the point. See, if I was preaching about cars, giving away houses, and all that stuff automatically come. But I'm talking about living holy. I'm talking about living and abiding in the word of God. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Be ye holy, for I am holy. He's a holy God. And how do you remain holy? When you stay in the word, when you stay in the vine, when you stay connected to the vine. How you think some of your appliances are operating in the house? How do you think they're operating? Because they're plugged up. Not because they're plugged up in the wall. You know why? Because they're plugged up to the main source that caused the plug to run through it. Unplug it and see what happens. Everything is shut off. Unplug your computer from the wall. It'll shut off. Why? Because it's no more connected. Come on, it's just a vine. It's no more connected to the main source of the power that causes the computer to work. Somebody, we got to go back and hit a reset button. Y'all know what a reset button is. Come on. I'm telling you, this is why, my God, this is so good. It's getting time for me to open up these phone lines. But I want to say this. You got to abide in him. You got to abide in him. The phone lines is going to be open. You can call in while I'm yet talking. You can call in error code 321-632-1000. Again, you could call in for prayer. Error code 632-1000. While I'm talking, you got to abide in the word. And the word got to be in you. Come on. Hallelujah. Again, he said, I am the vine. Ye are the branches. Come on. He that abideth in me. Come on here. And I in him. Come on. The same bring forth much fruit. Come on. For without me, ye can do nothing. Come on here. If a man abide not in, here we go. If a man abide not in me. See, I'm talking about us. Not abide in the world. Abide in him. Come on. Hallelujah. He is cast forth, come on, as a branch. And he withered. And the men gather them. Woo. He gathered them and carried them into a fire. In other words, they gather the branches up like we do in the natural. Come on. And they burn them. And they are burnt. And they are burnt. Why? Because we are not abiding in the word like we should. And we've been cut off because of the world things that's been portrayed. And we're looking at the world saying the world is prospering better than we are. No. That's why he said, come unto me, all ye that are labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. The world don't have the rest like we have. The world don't have the peace like we have. Again, the phone lines are open. You can call in. Thank you, prophetess gathers, for putting the number up there. You can call in, touch and agree with you, and pray for you and pray with you. You can say, apostle, well, I want to become connected to the vine. I'm just a branch. I'm just hanging. It's no life in me. And I could tell you, if you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, I shall be saved. You're getting connected. Come on. Would there be one or would there be two? I got time for you. I got time for you right now. Come on. Pick up that phone. Pick up that phone. Abide in him. Let him abide in you. Come on. As you know this, and we know this, he says here, again, if ye abide in me, he keeps saying this, if ye abide in me, and my word abide in you, here we go, ye shall ask what you will. Ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. We got to go back, y'all, and abide in him. We can't abide in the world and still expect God to do things in the world system. We got to abide in him. You got to abide in him. I got to abide in him. We got to abide in him. We got to stay there. Stay in here. Not hang in here. Stay in. Because he's going to do what? He's going to grant us our request if we abide in him. He's going to do what? He's going to do it. And therefore, his Father is going to be glorified. Hit the reset button. Turn. Stop. Go back and renew. Come on. It's the same thing in the world. We have to do what? Yearly. We have to do it. Renew our birthday. Our tags. Renew our license. You got to go back and renew it yearly. You got to renew it. It's for so long. It's for so long you can go. Then you got to go and renew it again. So long, like in your car. We can drive, fill it up, but we keep driving. We keep driving because some of y'all love to drive. You don't ever stay home. You got to pull in the gas station. You can't drive on empty. You can't drive on fumes. So it's so in the natural, so in the spirit. People are just living on fumes. So that's when the enemy comes in and you can't stand because you're not abiding in the word. We're not being like he has laid the foundation for us to be. Come on, the phone lines are open for you. I'm talking, but you still can call in this morning. You can call in my brother. You can call in my sister. Again, area code 321-632-1000. Come on. Let's abide in him. Let's walk in him. Let's talk in him. Let's live. You say, oh, this is a life of ups and downs. And every time I turn around, I'm going through. Every time I look at them, they're prospering better than me. Oh, no. No, change your world. Change your thoughts. Change your mindset. Come on. If you're walking in God and you're in him, he's in you. Come on. He just said you can ask what you will. God is taking care of you. God is opening the doors. God is allowing situations and circumstances to do what? Come on. Work out for your good. Come on. Just abide in him. Just abide in him. He said it is the word. He is who he is, and he's going to do what he's going to do according to his word if you abide in him. Come on. Hallelujah. I know the day is Friday. I know it's Friday. You know it's Friday. Come on. But I know God is still on the throne. You know he's still on the throne this Friday. And he's able to do a button, a scene, all we think or ask. But we got to trust him. Trust him when you can't trace him. Trust him when you don't understand him. Lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. And he's going to do what? Direct your pathway. If you abide in him. If you abide in him. Come on. These are conditions. Come on. You got to be in God. You got to stay in God. No matter what comes your way. No matter what comes to shake you. No matter what comes to try you. You got to stay in God. Our good works ain't going to get us in. Our good deeds ain't going to get us in. Come on. Oh, I give to the poor. Come on. Oh, I send money over to help. And there's nothing wrong with it. I send money over to help. Different ones, different places. That ain't going to get you in. You got to be born again. You better ask Nicodemus. Nicodemus, he was the ruler of the Jews. Then Nicodemus said, how could a man be born again? He should have known this. Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb? No. Jesus said to him, like we should be saying to these people, of different ones, you must be born again of the water and of the Spirit, which is the Holy Ghost. Not by family traits. Not by family traits. Not because my family is good. My family got a good name in the city, in the town, and we're standing upright and all. No, that ain't going to get you in. You got to be. You must be. Marvel not. You must be born again. Now, how do I be born again, Apostle? Again, according to the word of God. If thou would. Romans, if thou would confess with thy mouth and believe in thy heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. Come on, I'm going to pause because I want y'all to call in. I don't want you to feel that you can't call in while I'm talking. But come on, you can dial this phone. And I'm telling you, the engineer is waiting on you to call to put you over to the prayer line. All you got to do is pick up that phone and say, Apostle, I need prayer. Apostle, I want to continue to abide in him and his word abiding me. And I want to be able to ask what I will. I don't want to be half-stepping. I don't want to hang in. I want to be a whole complete branch connected to the vine. Because I don't want to be cut off from the vine. And I don't want to become a branch that's going to wither. Come on. Wither in my faith. Wither in my word life. Wither in my fasting life. Wither in my coming together. Assembling myself together. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says, forget not to do what? To assemble together with the believers. Come on. It's good for Cyprus audience. Good for those that cannot get out. Cannot get out. But you can get out. But you choose to be cut off. You choose to become a a branch that's hanging, because you choose not to do what? Come to the, and be in the vine, which is Jesus, which is his local body, the local place of worship. Come on. I know things come up. I know you can't be there all the time. I know that. Oh, let me go back. People do what they want to do. People do what they want to do. And that's that. People do what they want to do. But this walk, you can't do what you want to do. You got to abide in him. You got to stay in him. If it caused your life, it'll cause your life when you start doing what you want to do. It'll cause you to be cut off when you start walking away from the word. It'll cause you to cut off, as right here what we said, the branch. You can't bear. You can't do nothing except you abide in the vine. You can't do it. You can't overcome that depression. You can't stop that drinking. You can't stop that lust. You can't do it on your own. You can't do it, my brother, my sister. You can't stop being a molester. You can't stop being a rapist. I'm just saying, because why? You're not connected. You got to be connected to the vine. You got to be in the vine, and the vine got to be in you. The only way you can stop doing things, you must be born again. You got to have the Holy Ghost. I'm not knocking it. People have gone to rehab. People have did stuff. Yeah, that's out. That's the world. But guess what? If that, you can't medicate a demon. You got to cast them out. And then, guess what? You're free. That he ain't going nowhere. You're just suppressing it, and he's in there. But he's got to be cast out. That spirit got to be cast out. You got to, how do you do that? You got to be embodied in the vine. You got to stay there. Stay in his word. Come on. Come on. Phone lines are open again. Phone lines are open again. We got a few more minutes. I'm going to have to cut off, and I'm going to have to go myself. We got a few more minutes. Who will be the first to call in? Say, Apostle, 2 minutes. The engineer say, I got 2 minutes. I got 2 minutes. I could take a call. Take one or two calls in these 2 minutes. It'd be nice if somebody hear my voice and say, listen, I want to be saved. I want to be saved, and I want to be full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And then it'd be nice, too, if someone called and said, listen, I want to continue to stay in the vine. I don't want nothing. I don't want to be cut off. I want to continue to stay in the vine. I need you to pray with me. I need you to pray for me. Come on. Area code 321-632-1000. There's nothing wrong with asking for prayer. There's nothing wrong with needing help. I want to be in the presence of God. I want to stay in the presence of God. How do I do that? Hallelujah. By surrounding myself in the word. By surrounding myself with the believers. Come on. I want to be in God. I want to stay in God. How do I do it? By surrounding myself with the believers. Not by surrounding myself with those that have hanging like a branch is hanging from the vine. It's no good. It's getting ready to completely be cut off. And they're going to be gathering it side the street. We don't have storms. We live in a place, a tornado down here, Florida. We live there. We know what the storms do. And when after that it's all over, guess what? Everything that was not connected is on the ground. It's limbs on the ground, trees that is uprooted. And guess what? We have to get out there, and we have to clean it up, put it side the road, and they have to come get it. Sometimes they stay there for days and days. Depends on how they backed up. 1 minute left. But listen, my friend, you can abide in the vine and be a strong branch if you stay in God and God stay in you. Because again, he said, without me, you can't do nothing. We can't do nothing. I can't do nothing. You can't do nothing. Nobody can do nothing. We got to do what? Abide in him. And then he said, we shall ask what we will. Oh, my God. Listen, my friends, it has been a pleasure this morning. It has been an honor to come to you, and by the way, of the radio station, WWBC 1510. Hallelujah. It has been a privilege. and an honor to come on Cypress Audience to see some of y'all on. My time is coming gone for the calls. So if you try to call in, you won't be able to call in till Monday morning. Praise God. You won't be able to call in till Monday morning, prayerfully, and we'll get through. Now, this is time that you need to know. Again, if any of you are out there and you don't know Jesus and the pardon of your sins, again, this is my job to offer you Christ. Come on. And those of you that are with Jesus and know him, you got him. Stay with him. Stay with him. Don't let nothing shake you. Don't let nothing shake you. Again, all you got to do is believe in your heart. Confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead. He said, "Thou shalt be saved." And what you need to do, you need to find your local church. Find local assembly. Not the church, because you become the church. Find your local assembly. Get in there. Get on your pastor. Let them become your pastor, your watchman on the wall. And they'll feed you with wisdom and knowledge and understanding. And you're going to grow and go. You're going to grow and go. You're going to grow and go through it. Come out strong. Because why? You are connected with the local body, which is divine. And then you become a strong branch. Amen. My time is coming, gone. Listen. All right. Come on. Sunday morning. Sunday morning. Those of you that are in the area of Titusville, Florida, 1219, surrounding 1219 South Street, Sunday morning. We look to see you in our services this Sunday morning. God bless you all. Love you too. God, we look to see you in our services. Amen. Hallelujah. Sunday school started at 9:30. Amen. Morning worship started at 11 o'clock, not 12:45, 11 o'clock with prayer. Come on, y'all, come and be with us. Come be with us. And then Sunday night, I got to hurry up and get out of here. Sunday night, oh, my God, guess what? Hallelujah. Oh, my God, at the radio station, she's known. 1 minute, I got to hurry. At the radio station, she's known as the Hurricane. Come on here. I had to come and put stuff back together. Hallelujah. She was just here yesterday. Apostle Elizabeth Haywood will be with us, 1219 South Street. Come on, Miracle Deliverance Healing Revival Center will be with us Sunday night, 7 o'clock, Running Revival, all the way to the 17th. Then the 18th, we'll be up in Daytona, Florida, with Overseer, Mother Gail Williams, and Bishop Richard Williams, and Prophetess Shante. My time is coming, gone. Listen, see you in the move of God on Sunday morning. Tonight. Those of you that are in the area tonight, Titusville, Friday night deliverance service, 1219 South Street. Some of y'all ain't been. Come on out. Good to see you. Bless all of you that's on. My time is coming, gone. Hallelujah. We want you to know, stay tuned. You'll hear the times of our services that you can come and be with us. God bless you. Gotta go.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer. And 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance